Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. And we're doing that with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, author of Future Edge, also The Business of Paradigms. You have to check that out, folks. It will change your life. Joel, thanks again for being here. JoelBarker.com, by the way, folks. And also StarThrower.com. That's the other one. That's where the films are. Joel,
and StarThrower's got some heck of a deals right now, by the way. So if they're thinking about getting a film on Paradigms, this is the time to do it.
There you go, folks. Go check it out. You'll thank me later. Hey, Joel, one of the things that we're dealing with right now with the coronavirus is we've got our prophylactic methods of preventing it, like the masks and the sequestering. I told people that that social distancing has not been a problem for me. People have been doing that to me for my whole life. But then we have the quest for the vaccine, which a lot of people are literally putting their life on hold till there's a vaccine, which I would never do. And then there's also the treatment for it. There are treatments that we're talking about. That if you once you get it, there are treatments, therapeutics, I guess they call them. And one of them is plasma therapeutics. And you've got a report on a plasma story, don't you?
Yes, and it's not connected directly to COVID. So that's interesting that you brought that up, because it's a more generalized discussion. Now, we need a little history here. 15 years ago, two researchers, Ina and Michael Conboy at UC Berkeley, ran an interesting experiment. They took an old rat and a young rat and connected their arteries and their veins together so that they shared blood.
Wow, like conjoined twins.
Like conjoined twins. And what happened was the older rat got younger.
Wow.
And the younger rat got older.
Oh, no.
And they said, that's it. It's in the blood. We need to find the protein in the blood that's doing that. And they spent 15 years looking for it.
Wow.
Didn't find it. We can do it when we hook them up. But if we take out selective proteins from the blood plasma and try them out, doesn't do it.
It happens in nature, but not in therapy.
That's right, except they were doing the wrong thing. They thought it was the protein in the plasma. It turned out it was the plasma itself.
Wow.
And what they found out was if they diluted the plasma with a saline solution with some albumin, which is a protein, and replaced the plasma that they took out with the albumin, they basically diluted the plasma in the body, and the end result was the rat got younger.
Wow! Without hurting the host, or the alter.
Guess whose plasma
other
it was?
It was the other one's.
It was the host. It was the rat's own plasma.
Wow!
So everybody's got.
They took his own blood. They took the rat's blood out, diluted it, added albumin, put it back in. He got younger.
Exactly. And what they figured out now is what they were doing was diluting the inflammatory products that move in the plasma as you get older.
So that would help my knee? Is that what you're saying?
here's what happened. They got younger. Their joints got better. Their muscles got stronger.
Wow.
Their memory got better. I mean, right down the list, they got younger.
That's fascinating.
So take it back to COVID. Part of the younger is it reduces the inflammatories. My guess is COVID's got a lot of inflammatories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's attacking not just the lungs. It's attacking the medical people I talk to say it's attacking lots of organs, the heart, even including the heart.
Yes. So all of a sudden we have, based on 15 years of failed, what I love about it is they kept working at it. And they said, okay,
so this couple found it. They actually
doing.
Found what you're talking about. That's good. I'm glad that somebody else didn't come in there and take their work and take it forward. I'm glad they did it.
Yep. And nobody else was going to do it because nobody's having success.
Right.
They did it in spite of, in fact, they were defiant, weren't they?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So this is where the research that's been going on before 15 years before anybody ever heard of coronavirus is now going to maybe would be we may benefit from it. That's fascinating.
This could very well benefit and for sure it will benefit in the recovery.
Right. No kidding.
So by the way, all the pharmaceuticals that were used in this experiment have all been approved by the FDA already. So there's
no
approval needed.
Well, and the reason I like this idea is because, folks, we may never have a vaccine. And we may have a vaccine for COVID-19, but not for COVID-21. But the therapy may work for all of them. That's one thing we need to think about. Hey, Joel, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. As you know, we always get smart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.